guaranteed.com.
Ah, thank goodness Tuesday's in our sights, and yet another week in September. Howdy, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Left, right, somewhere in between, angry, confused, or you just have a hot opinion. You can feel it. You can feel that tension out there. That's a good thing. That means people are paying attention. Yes, a trillion people watch the MTV Awards, but maybe those same kids will go and vote, and maybe they're paying attention in their own backyard. One can only hope. I know. They want to know more about Lady Gaga than what's going on with the Bush tax cuts and how it'll affect them. I'm just optimistic. 800-259-5791, that's the number to write down somewhere on your hand or put it in your BlackBerry or Droid or just write it on a piece of paper if you want to throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. A couple of interesting things are happening across the nation. But first, let's get you up to date on some of the catastrophes. You know, every time we do this show, there's at least three or four things that happen in a week, but we have a giant country and an enormous planet, don't we? So things happen. Mother Nature erupts, or people are sloppy when it comes to gas lines. And that was the case in California. Such a sad story there, San Bruno, which now raises the red flag on so many other people's neighborhoods about aging gas pipes and how much are you at risk for a natural gas explosion. Because that, I've never seen anything like it. I thought, it's a bomb. It just looked like a bomb. And it leveled so many houses and so many people were killed. And look, you know, you can't get those lives back. It doesn't matter what settlement the people get or they have to rebuild. It's the neighborhood that's lost, that overlooked the San Francisco Bay and a lot of the people that lived in that neighborhood. But besides this explosion, there was something that happened in Colorado, too. A wildfire that luckily didn't take anyone's life, but ended up burning a lot of houses to the ground and, you know, had people scrambling to get out of their houses and to evacuate. So it's almost miraculous that there weren't people killed in that one. And then there's the scary thing that, oh, yeah, it could have been caused by a fire pit. So that means maybe criminal charges if they can link it to somebody's fire pit, and that's kind of the way it's looking at this point. So there was massive speculation in the beginning about maybe even arson, but that's always the case. You have to rule it out. And now whoever was having a fire could end up facing those charges in court. So here's Merlin Green talking about the Colorado fire and the aftermath.
The fire was human caused. It was burning of some grass, small branches, etc., that got out of control, and that was what started the fire. We still have the high temperatures, low humidity, so the weather's not in our favor. We did have one area that the fire has gone beyond where the retardant was dropped, and so we're putting a lot of resources, air resources, to slow that flank of the fire down.
Ooh, so that means fire pit probably unattended. You think, how did that get out of control and they didn't have a hose going or something to douse it with? And pretty much if it was unattended, they'll be able to level those charges. Initially, they thought it was started by a car that crashed into a propane tank. Boy, that's a big difference, isn't it? Propane tank crash, fire pit. So close to 7 million to fight this sucker and 180 homes or so destroyed. One of the most damaging in Colorado history, but still nothing like the lives that were lost in San Bruno due to some shoddy work is what it's looking like from PG&E. Here's some other things to chew on, and this is a big one. We talked about this after health care was voted on and what was going to happen in the aftermath. Well, check it out. Remember, Florida jumped on this. So Tuesday in Florida, the Justice Department lawyers are going to gang up and try to convince a federal judge to throw out this lawsuit by not just Florida, but 20 states that are charging that President Obama's health care reforms are unconstitutional. And if we'll see where that goes, we'll see if it goes forward or, you know, what happens. The federal government exceeded its constitutional authority is what the 20 states are saying. So this is a real challenge. The challenge is the government trying to tell you what you have to do, that you have to buy a health insurance policy or pay a penalty. This is pretty much the nugget. That's what Florida is standing on. Can't wait to see what this judge decides. Because this has been brewing now for a while, pretty much right after health care passed. So the number one thing that a lot of people running for office under the Tea Party banner wanted to see happen is the defunding of health care because of, for example, people who do not want to get it being fined. So there's going to be a big push for this. What happens in that courtroom will be huge. I mean, huge. And think about it. 50 days to go. What else is big? Taxes, baby. We all want to know, are our taxes going to go up? What are you going to do to the taxes? So now Mitch McConnell introduced a bill to keep the Bush tax cuts. And right away, people will say, well, wait a second. Isn't that how you're going to slam the rich? I mean, who cares if Mark Cuban or some other billionaire has to pay more money? They're making more money. But that's not what it's about. Because of what happens if the Bush tax cuts go away, basically what you're looking at is, yes, the middle class would be hit. And the way the middle class would be hit is because of how it would affect businesses and how many people would be lopped off of jobs and the corporate loophole that would close. Listen, I'm for freezing it. I'm for freezing it the way it is right now. Renewing the tax cuts for everyone would cost about $4 trillion over the next decade. That's how much it would cost. Oh, can you imagine? And how many middle-class taxpayers would be slammed with really big tax hikes? And the answer is there'd be a lot of furious people. And already there is massive public anger that is bubbling over like Mount Kilauea. Furor out there. You can feel it. And a lot of it is over the federal deficits that continue to spiral. But more importantly, the other part of that is the taxes. And to propose a tax hike as what's gonna ail the recession, I don't understand it. And so Republican leader Mitch McConnell is throwing the bill out, and we'll see what happens there. He said a bill extending the tax cuts for only low and middle income earners won't pass the Senate anyway. But you know that Republicans control 41 seats. That's the minimum needed for a bill-killing filibuster. Stay tuned for more on this. We're kicking the can down the road next.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for recovery extra strength for pain-free mobility.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Talks to this nation's students again. That happens on Tuesday. He was talking about the tax cuts and, you know, it's the so-called, which they are, the Bush tax cuts. The Hill is going to be in a massive battle over those cuts. Congressman John Boehner parted company with the rest when he said he would vote for the, he didn't like them, he didn't think it was good, but if he was pressed, he would vote for them. So now we have a lot of Republicans that are distancing themselves from Boehner. And at the same time, you have the Democrats who are leaning on this, on taxes being cut. You know, that's what the claim is, but the problem is underneath it, it's not really the reality of what will happen. So the president is pushing the middle class tax cut, and everything is economy focused and has been for the last couple of weeks, and I think it will be in the next 50 days leading up to the election. But anyway, here's the prez on the tax cuts.
How state and local governments are able to deal with these budget challenges next year is in part going to depend on whether the people who are making the decisions are Jim and Jerry or whether they're John Boehner. We could get that done this week. But we're still in this wrestling match with John Boehner and Mitch McConnell about the last 2 to 3%, where on average we'd be giving them $100,000 for people making $1 million or more.
All right, so you heard what the prez said about that. The stage is set, and it would be the it would be whether or not the small business bill that would promise expanded credit and $55 billion in tax breaks would happen in the first 2 years. That's part of the pieces for that. And the House Ways and Means Committee has had some reservations about it, some of the members have in the past, and they say they're ready to send the bill forward to the president without revisions. So it's about the House now. Even though there's been sniping lately, and then there was this bill that was introduced by Mitch McConnell, this is interesting times because it's about the politics. It's not so much about the tax cuts. What the deal is extending the middle class portion would be popular on the surface, but then you've got the independents who fear that $700 billion over a 10-year period of sustaining the high-end tax breaks, those tax breaks would be way too much, would be out of control. And a tax hike when we're in the middle of a double-dip recession, I think, is a frightening thing. Because what will happen is it will be the middle class that will pay for it. That's the thing. The middle class will absolutely pay in the end. You know, even the former budget director disagreed with this idea, saying that, you know, this isn't what you need to do now. This, you can't do this at this point. You need to freeze things, if anything. Freeze taxes for 2 years. That's what has to happen. So it's going to be pretty interesting sparring going back and forth on the Hill. And, you know, we'll see if it goes through or not. I'm thinking it's still going to be this tug of war over the semantics of it, probably. In the meantime, I want to make sure that we jump to a few other things that I said were important that had happened earlier in the day. The tax cuts and what happens there, we'll keep our eye on that. Obviously, what goes on with constitutional, unconstitutional, as far as the federal government telling you that you have to buy a health insurance policy or pay a penalty. This is the first showdown, and the Justice Department lawyers are lined up with their own arguments. They're going to try to convince the judge to just throw out this lawsuit. If not, it'll keep going, and what if it's declared unconstitutional? This probably could get kicked up to the Supremes. All right, we know California's in trouble. IOUs to vendors, ridiculous. How many rounds of IOUs do they have? Two different times. So now Japan is saying, listen, we can help you out. Japan is offering to lend the Bank of Japan, to lend $40 billion for this high-speed train. You know, there's this plan to make this happen, and then that's how much it would cost. So it is Japan Bank for International Cooperation. That's what it's called, Japan Bank for International Cooperation. They say, we're ready, man. We're ready to loan you the money. And it's kind of shady as to what the real size of the possible loan is. But there was a meeting with the California governor. And Schwarzenegger is going to ride on a Japanese bullet train that's supposed to hit speeds of like 170 miles per hour. It's part of this Asian tour that he's doing because, well, guess what Schwarzenegger's doing? They're so broke, we got to find help overseas, of course. So he's looking for contractors and funds to figure out a way to do this train from L.A. to San Francisco, and they're offering to just put up the money. And, you know, they're basically, you're wrestling with this crazy deficit. What is it? 19.1, whatever. And they have to have help. So they're talking about, you know, who Japan is competing for this with, against the Chinese and the Koreans and the Europeans, whoever makes the trains. And they gotta get money from someplace if they're gonna build it in California, because there is no money to do this, which would mean there would be jobs, and especially they're trying to get this up pretty fast. So it may be Japan. I mean, that's what that bank does. They certainly have made it possible to, they've funded other things in the past, and wouldn't they love to sink their teeth into this one? Remember, California got $2.3 billion of federal money to build the train in the first place, and then they were approved by the voters in 2008 a $10 billion bond sale to help fund the line, because it's supposed to start in 2020. So that's 10 years from now. That's pretty fast to get this up and get this rolling. And then the California will take bids from there. But this would help California if they get the train off the track, so to speak, and get moving in the right direction. So Schwarzenegger is desperate to make this one of his final things in office, that, hey, listen, here's some jobs. We're turning the situation around. Look at the money we got. Look at how this high-speed train will be so effective. A lot of people in California would take that train versus the puddle jumpers. What a piece of cake that would be to jump on it and go down the coastline. And how awesome would it be to go down that coastline? They've talked about that for a long time, and getting the money from Japan. We can't get the money from anyone else, so we've got to go to Japan. All right, the Bush tax cuts is how I started off talking about that. And there's all kinds of polls all over the place. And I just saw a while ago a Newsmax poll that showed that 87% want the Bush tax cuts renewed. They want them renewed, saying even who cares for the wealthiest Americans because of the theory of what it trickles down to. And most feel that it would be better to have a tax freeze, if anything. Just freeze it because nobody has any money. So consider it like a tax holiday. That just, those two words don't go together with the government, do they? Let's give them a tax holiday. Let's give them more breaks. Let's do it. No, I don't think so. If we're going to have any new holidays, I mean, think about this. What holiday do you think we should add to the calendar? I think if we're going to have any new holidays, we need to have an Election Day holiday. Then more people would go out and vote, and we wouldn't have these windbags that we have on the Hill, because they'd get booted out. More people would be aware of what was going on. All right, on the flip side, we can count.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Topping weekend counts. It's an interesting story. Congress is going to be told of a $60 billion U.S.-Saudi arms deal. All right, so check out the details on this one. It's the largest U.S. arms deal ever. And the administration of the president, the current president, Barack Obama, it's going to notify the folks on the Hill of plans to offer the advanced aircraft to the Saudi Arabian folks worth up to $60 billion. We have bills to pay. And the Wall Street Journal actually, I think, first broke the story, if I'm right about this. They're in talks with the Saudis about naval and missile defense upgrades that could be worth tens of billions of dollars more. They see the sale, I guess, as part of a policy aimed at shoring up Arab allies against Iran, wink, wink. How do you feel about that? And the $60 billion in fighter jets and helicopters is the top amount requested by the Saudis. Yeah. Even though the interesting thing about that is the kingdom is likely to initially buy only about half of the amount. But regardless, that's the deal. You want to know what the loot is? Let me give you the skinny on that. 84 new F-15 fighters, upgrade 70 or more. Purchased three types of helicopters, 70 Apache, 72 Blackhawks, 36 Little Birds. And that's a whole lot of stuff, isn't it? Also, they are, and it looked like they were going to do this, but I guess they thought better of it. they were going to offer the Saudis the standoff systems, and that's advanced long-range weapons that can be attached to the F-15s so you could use it against land and sea-based kind of targets. Of course you could. And I guess upon further review, they decided, maybe we better not put that out there. Maybe we better not go in that direction. All right, we're going to do a big-time 180 and tell you about John Mayer, because it is a number. He decided to close his Twitter account. Shocker. You know what Twitter is? It's one of those social networking things. I think we even have a link to it. Hey, you got to play the game, right? So anyway, John Mayer had all those people following him. And he used the account to invite, like, University of South Carolina fans to see a show in February that was free before the start of his tour. And he emailed things to communicate with people who listened to his music and his songs and when he wrote something new or whatever. But he decided to, he said he's going to close it and he's going into the studio. He's going deep into the bowels of the studios. He will no longer be able to follow John Mayer on Twitter. Darn, what a loss that is. Oh, how upsetting is it? All right, let's move on to a couple of other more interesting weekend counts. There's always so many things with numbers. If you look around, it's everywhere you look, it has to do with numbers ultimately. This is a good number, I think, because, cancer has become sadly, such a big business now. But don't you, when you hear, how many of those calls do you get? You're talking to somebody, your mother, your brother, somebody in the neighborhood, and you find out, isn't that too bad? So-and-so, they got pancreatic cancer, and they're not even 50 years old, or, there's some other horrendous story. So they did this thing, the networks, where they had a show called Stand Up to Cancer. And all three network anchors decided they would all be part of it. So millions and millions of dollars were donated to this event. The money goes into cancer research, and they didn't, hold hostage the airwaves all that long. So it was pretty successful for throwing the three of them, meaning Brian Williams and Katie Couric and Diane Sawyer, together to push this whole network joint project. And it worked. It's kind of like when the Haiti thing happened. For some reason, I guess the phone banks with some famous people. I don't know. Because it affects so many people, like I said. Everybody, I was in a room one time where somebody said, how many people have you ever had cancer? And, there's probably 1,000 people in the room and all ages. And some people stand up. Do you know someone who has cancer? Do you know someone in the neighborhood who has cancer? They went through the whole thing. It was the weirdest, saddest deal. And this was men and women. At the end of the hand-raising thing, everybody in the room, there wasn't one person who could say, luckily, I don't know one person that has cancer. Every single person jumped up. They had at some point because they had that connection. Crazy. All right, this new drug-resistant superbug deal has been found in three states. This is what they're talking about. This is a nightmare. And they're talking about this new gene that can turn into types of bacteria, into these superbugs that are resistant to almost all antibiotics. And so far, people in three states have gotten sick. There are some other cases. There's a couple in Canada, and there's one in India, and there's a few others, too. But they're worried about what will happen if too many people get this, because there's no central tracking of the case. It's mostly found in bacteria that cause gut or urinary tract infections, and scientists say that they've been fearing this for a long time, a common germ that becomes drug resistant and it can spread person to person, And it's of great concern because it's a matter of time. It's like a ticking time bomb as to who's going to get it and what are you going to do. And the patients that got it in the U.S. weren't related. A California woman went to the hospital after being in a car accident in India. An Illinois man had a pre-existing medical condition and a catheter, and he might have contracted the infection deal then. So there's another Massachusetts case from Massachusetts involved a woman from India who had surgery and chemo for cancer, then traveled to the U.S. And right now it's just resistant to this super bug. Ooh, man, like it looks like the common denominator for most of those people is that they traveled to India somehow and picked it up in the world of infectious diseases. That's the last thing you want to hear when you go to the doctors, right? Well, the good news is we've determined what this horrible problem is that you're having when you're doubled over in pain and really can't stand straight anymore because it's so painful. The bad news is so far all the drugs we've used to treat it, yeah, they're not working. You don't want to hear that. Isn't that the deal? You want to go to the doctor. You want to be diagnosed with what they think it is or what they know for sure it is. And then you want the solution. It's just a three-step process. You go, you get diagnosed, and you get the solution. If somewhere in between it's gunked up, oh, that's the worst drive home. Oh, the longest drive home. All right, good news for the mothership in Minnesota, because there are a lot of Twin fans there. Because this is a game of numbers, basically, we can count. I thought I would tip my cap to what's happening with the Twins. They're getting a little help from some friends in the league. Well, sort of friends in the league. An 11th inning home run lifted the Rays past those dreaded New York Yankees. Now, I know there's some people listening to me in Connecticut that are probably diehard Yankee fans, so you don't like to hear that headline, but Tampa hands the Yanks their fourth straight loss. How about that? What is going on with the Yankees? And to see it end that way with that home run, whew, and it was just 1-0. So they move into the Tampa Bay Rays move into the first place in the AL East. Of course, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and they are the Yankees after all, so you never know where they're going to end up. Usually in the money somewhere. And the crowd was out at Tropicana Field, or somewhat. They had 27,000. It's not a big field. Boy, you compare that with some of the bigger places. Whew. Not quite 27,000, and they had room for more. If there is playoff baseball there, as there has been before, then they'll fill that place out. But, you know, the focus is on the Buccaneers now. They got to compete with the Buccaneers in a sense. Not that the people don't support baseball, but spring baseball's big, so they go to see certain teams from where they used to live. It's kind of iffy with the Rays, even though not too long ago the Rays won it. But still, this is what they deal with year in and year out. Mm. All right, don't forget a couple of quick reminders. I can't say this enough because I got a bunch of emails after the game was over. We do Nail the Score here on ATN. It's one of my favorite things that I brought with me. I've done it in some other places, usually exclusively with a team, but we randomly pick the game of the week. You call in. It's like picking lottery numbers. You tell us who you think is going to win, what you think the final score is going to be. If you are right, you have bragging rights, my friends, for the rest of your life, honestly. And you win all the prizes in the prize closet. Ooh. Stick around. We're headed for the stretch.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, Here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I like to see you work right across the floor. I like to do the things, see you call for more. I like to beg you, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
All right, as we continue to kick the can down the road here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to get to the big Oprah Winfrey announcement in case you haven't heard it. But before we do that, a couple of other things. You know, we haven't abandoned the story on the Gulf because, you know, we were captivated with it forever and ever. It was like an infatuation, a sad, sick infatuation, because the concern over the people in the Gulf and now what happens to deep water drilling, the moratorium and all of that, what that entails for the people in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama and in Florida. And now they're talking about, you know, you couldn't think that all this oil just evaporated magically. Yes, some of it is gone, but samples that have been taken from the seafloor near the blown out wellhead, meaning BP's platform, they show that there's miles and miles of murky, oily residue that's on top of hard sediment. And I know that this is a smart audience. You're not surprised by that, right? Of course not. So the organisms that live in there, you have plankton, pretty much. Shrimp, probably dead, and whatever else. They're going to be dead. They expect they're going to find oil on the sea floor, but they didn't expect to find as much as they found, according to the University of Georgia. They've got their science people out there, and they didn't expect that they'd find those layers. They measured it, and they think it's about 2 inches thick, and they suspect it's all from the BP spill, but they don't know that for sure. They got to confirm it, but it looks like it is anyway. Remember, the federal government says that 75% of the spill will either evaporate or was cleaned up or was consumed by natural microbes. Of course, leave it to the feds. Don't worry, it's totally safe. Don't worry about it. The scientists say they know that the oil is not coming naturally from below the surface, so they're certain it's coming from somewhere, and most likely it's BP. And what you would see if you were looking at it, because this is radio after all, this grayish, muddy cloud, kind of cloudy clay, and then a thin layer of orange-brown at the surface. So that's that whole oil thing. And trying to determine where it came from, but 2 inches is pretty big. It doesn't sound like it, but if you measure it, you know, if you were to have a measuring cup and it's filled with this crap that's down there in the bottom, it's a lot, definitely. All right, a couple of other quick things as well besides the slime on the bottom of the Gulf floor and how much it is and, you know, what's going to happen. Related to the Gulf oil spill, this is kind of a shocking story, although nothing shocks me when it comes to wasting money, I guess, with the federal government. But check this out. The federal government hired a New Orleans guy for $18,000 to appraise whether news stories about the actions in the Gulf oil spill were positive or negative for the Obama administration. So that's what the guy did for a couple of months. Just split up what the stories were negative or positive. They also spent $10,000 for 3 minutes of video, showing a offshore rig inspection for news organizations, but they couldn't say whether anyone even ran the footage. They didn't think anyone did. And then they awarded a $216,000 no-bid contract for a survey of seabirds to an environmental group that's been criticized for what it calls the extreme anti-conservation record of Sarah Palin, who we know Sarah Palin might actually be running for president in 2012. But you get my glimpse into this kaleidoscope. Those figures were released today. And so as of Monday, they've spent about $142 million in contracts and a fraction of the hundreds of millions of dollars that they've spent so far. So just a fraction of that. BP reimbursed the U.S. $390 million, and they've got a new invoice for $128.5 million. Hey, where do we send the bill? We're going to send it over now. So that's where we're at on that. No shockers there, I don't think, at all. This might have been a shocker to somebody who was in a studio audience for Oprah Winfrey. And I have to confess, you know, I've seen her show a few times over the 25 years, but I only know the snippets you hear about Oprah Winfrey, but she's got a core, I guess, female audience. A lot of housewives watch her, but other people do too. So can you imagine what that audience was like when she announced this?
Because after all, this really is my 25th season. And this is really my last chance to do something really big. And if you want to do something big, you would want to take along your ultimate view. Think about where would I most want to go. Maybe I should take all of you with me to the other side of the world.
Australia. How about that? So I guess this is her last year of doing the ever-popular talk show, and all those people that were in the audience get an eight-day trip to Down Under. Man, do you know what that, Matt, do you know what a trip like that would cost the audience here on America Tonight? It would cost us a fortune.
I can't believe that. And apparently this time she learned her mistake, though, because she's going to pay for all the taxes and everything on it as well. Remember when she gave away the cars, there was a big problem with that.
Sure, because, like, just think about it. You're living hand-to-mouth, you know, check-to-check, and how exciting. Ooh, brand new car! But, yeah, then you got to pay for that, the whole prize thing, the taxes, and everything else, the title, the registration. And in the case of this trip, it'll be the same thing. Whatever it costs, they've got to, you know, they'll all have to file taxes on it because it's a prize. Although that, you have to admit, I mean, as cynical as all of us are, that is pretty cool if you happen to be sitting there. Then I think you'd like Oprah. Wow, really? I'm going to Australia. But do you have to be with all the screaming women? That would be the tough part. I mean, Matt might like that. But the rest of us, I think, would struggle with all the noise.
It's not really in my demographic, I don't think.
It's not my demographic. No, there were some younger women, just so you know. Like 25-year-olds.
Well, that's in my wheelhouse, but a lot. The clip I saw, they looked a little older.
Cougar action for you.
I don't want to mess with all that.
I don't want to mess with all that. I don't blame them. So, because they were pretty loud and pretty hysterical, so what would it be like on a trip? All right, we're going to leave you with this. Check this out. You know, the whole idea about washing your hands in the restroom, I don't get it, guys. Do you wash your hands when you go to the restroom? How many times was that, like, pummeled in your head when you were a kid? Well, they did this survey, or they've been checking. Researchers are spying on people using public restrooms in some of the big cities, all the four big cities in the United States in the last month, and they found that 85% of public restroom users are washing their hands. That's up from 77% in 2007, and they do these periodic surveys, so that's the best rate since they started doing them in 1996. You know what's happened, I think? Swine flu might have scared a lot of people, that whole idea of swine flu! You don't want to get it. I saw those signs in the grocery store, and they had the wipes out and everything. Maybe that was it. But guys, you are dirtier, you dirty birds. About 23% of men fail to wash. 23% versus 7% of the women. Wash your hands.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.